Moving on now, Bahraini regime forces have attacked anti-government protesters at a demonstration held to condemn the repression. Saudi-backed Bahraini forces fired tear gas to disperse protesters in the village of Daya, west of the capital Manama. On Friday, tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets to protest against the regime's crackdown. The demonstration was called by Bahrain's main opposition group, Wafaq. Ahead of the action, Al-Wafaq issued a statement accusing the ruling Al-Khalifa regime of failing to implement the recommendations made by a commission of inquiry. Al-Wafaq also condemned the continued arrests, political trials and discrimination against the Shia majority in the Persian Gulf island. Let's talk to Jalal Firouz, former Bahraini MP from London. Welcome, sir. Mr. Firouz, Bahrain keeps persecuting protesters. Why do you think Western countries are not speaking out against Manama's human rights violations?
Well, it's obvious that some of the Western governments have been supporting the Bahraini dictatorship because they think they have some interest or long-term interest with the regime, and unfortunately they think that the oil deals with the Gulf states should put them behind these dictatorship regimes. But obviously, this is making lots of embarrassments to them, especially because of all the atrocities and crackdowns by the Bahraini regime to the peaceful demonstrators. And after 2 years of the DICR report, none of these recommendations have been applied, and also. We found today that the UK Parliament have put the British government responsible because it's not leaning towards the principles of human rights and liberties, which the principles of democracy in UK and the Western world does require.
Right, and for how long do you think will the regime be able to continue with a violent crackdown against the protesters?
Well, the dictatorship gets its support from Saudi Arabia because also the Saudi forces are in Bahrain. It gets all the money also from the neighboring Gulf states. But the most important is that after almost 3 years of all these atrocities, the dictatorship could not stop the demonstrators, could not make the people retreat from their demands of their legitimate right, asking for democracy and a fair state. And today, the situation is even more hard for these governments. That's because the situation in the region is changing after the Syria situation and the talks between Iran and the West. So all these will be reflected on the Bahraini regime, and
right.
Sooner or later, it has to abide by the international legislation of human law.
All right. Jalal Firouz, former Bahraini MP from London. Thanks for your time there, sir.